going on?
There you are.
Did you want to clean your camera lens?
I think that was a fool's errand, wasn't it?
I'm just looking that good. Are you?
Feel like it's not as bad as it was last week. Maybe that was just all in my head. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Sorry. Okay. Housekeeping is done. I'm good. What's happening?
Oh, mate, busy, busy. I'm going to take tomorrow off, I've decided.
Really?
I need to go and look after my mum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's getting quite elderly now, and she's still fiercely independent and that sort of thing, but she just needs someone there quite frequently, like change a light bulb or computer keyboard died or something like that. And
Right.
it's just gotten to the point where I've just got to go up there pretty frequently. And my sister's in town, but my brother's out in Stanthorpe. I mean, Danthorpe. And
Gentle.
it's just like, it's
Yeah.
just, yeah, it's just, she's just getting that age. She just needs a bit more care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That happens. She's 81.
Yeah.
She's had a pretty good run so far. It's not game over for her or anything like that. Long way
No,
from
definitely
that,
not.
but it's just like you just get to that point where how do I explain it? We're just setting her up to be like the Truman Show.
Okay.
Do you know you've seen the Truman Show, haven't you?
So many times. Well, I was literally just talking about the Truman Show yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. So that's my mum now.
Why?
Well, because she likes quilting and she likes going to craft club and she likes going to bingo.
Okay, so you have the same
And
things happening
anything that's
consistently.
not, well, anything that's not those three, that's her Truman Show, is
Right.
craft club, quilting, sewing, bingo, right?
Yeah.
And so anything that's not that is kind of starting to fall on other people to make that happen and that sort of thing. And I want to make sure that she can do that for as long as possible.
Oh, nice.
So, and I had a win today, which I'm just so, this sounds so dumb, right? And it's such a simple win, but it's just huge, right? I got a lawn mowing.
You got, what do you say? A lawn
Lawn
mower.
mowing. No, lawn mowing, right? So she's like a 81-year-old lady who's on the fucking pension, and that has barely gone up in the bloody time, in the last few years with all the inflation and that sort of thing. And so once you get hit 70, 75 years old, you go register for the My Aged Care system, right?
Right.
Which is basically they don't want you to go into a home, but they'll do it, but they'll subsidize services so that you don't have to go into a home because it's expensive to go into a
Right.
home, right?
Yeah.
But mum doesn't want to go into a home. We don't want her to go into a home. We want her to stay where she is for as long as she possibly can. Truman Show, right?
Right.
And so it's so basically the system, how it works, right, is you go to My Aged Care, which is the federal government. They send out an assessor, which is a private non-profit organization, but it's a private entity who
Right.
does the assessment. And then the assessor says, oh, this person needs these services and all that sort of thing. And then you get what's called referral codes, and then you take those referral codes to other service providers who then provide the service.
And they, as in, and they get reimbursed.
And they get paid by the federal government, exactly, right?
Right.
So it's just like weaving a needle through a very complicated thing,
Yeah.
right? Because
Yeah.
like you get approved for some services. So she got approval for housekeeping. So she has a housekeeping lady come by every fortnight for it's like $18. So it's very highly subsidized, which is fine. That's don't mind it contributing to it, but it's like, okay, that was easy. And she had home maintenance services, right? Which is things like if it's something that's to do with security or her safety, change a light bulb so she doesn't have to get up on a ladder or something like that. They're redoing the smoke alarms in a house and all that sort of stuff. They do that sort of thing, right? That's all good. But you'd think home maintenance covers The gardens and lawn mowing.
That would be number one on the
It
list.
just
If it was
you
Family
just would
Feud, that
be,
would be my first
yeah,
choice of
of course. And it's not,
yeah.
it's a different referral code.
Okay. Well,
That's garden maintenance. That's a different referral code. So you have to
okay.
go back to my aged care, get another assessment to get another referral code to go back to these original service provider companies. But garden maintenance is very popular. And what happens is you ring up and you want garden maintenance, and they go, no, we don't have budget for that at the moment.
Oh,
Sorry,
okay.
denied.
Budget or they can't
And
get people to do it?
budget, money.
Okay, so you
Yeah,
get
they run
approval
it.
some of
So
the time and not other times.
they get a certain amount of money from the federal government every year,
All right, okay.
and when it runs out, it runs out. And so for
All right.
6 months, I've been trying to get mum lawn mowing,
Free
right?
or heavily subsidized lawnmowing.
Subsidized, right? It's
Yeah.
subsidized. It's she pays. She's currently paying a guy $60 a fortnight to come and mow her lawn.
Right.
That's a lot of money for that's $30 a week. It's a lot of money for a
Yeah.
pensioner, right? And so the thing is, right, is that I finally, after 6 months of trying every single service provider, happened to get in touch with the right one today on a conversation about another topic. And she said, "Is there anything else I can help you with?" I said, "We really need lawn mowing. We've been in the system for 7 years." And she goes, "Oh, I'll get you some vouchers." And I'm like, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'll just sort that right now." And I'm like, "I
Vouchers
nearly
like
fucking burnt." Yeah,
codes,
so she gets vouchers
right?
for I think it's like one a month for 12
Oh,
months,
okay.
and they're worth $40. And her current lawn mowing guy accepts the vouchers. So now a
Done
lawn mowing is
deal.
$20 instead of $60.
Jesus Christ.
You
I
can't,
do wonder about some of
I
this
can't
government
tell
shit. Like,
you
did how much
how.
does it cost to actually administer some of these programs versus the value that they give? Like it must cost more to administer than if they were to just give people the money cash, surely.
I don't know what the story is. I don't understand why the system is set up that way. But the thing is, right, is that like, mum's like she's getting to the point where she's just got a referral to Dementia Australia and that sort of thing, which is fine because she's getting old and she doesn't quite have her marbles, but she keeps doing her quilting and that's fine. And they expect her to navigate a website and
Yeah.
organize her own assessments. And I've just gotten on board last month or two to be her representative or her advocate in the My Aged Care system. How the fuck she's been navigating that for the last 7 years, I've got no idea because I have no idea myself,
Those government websites are so horrendous. I mean, I
It's
didn't
not
know the
the
aged care one, but all the other ones are so
it's
fucking bad.
it's not the website that's so bad. It's the fact that the federal government just sort of sits at the top and they do as little as possible. And every single service is provided by all these separate little entities. Right. And so you wind up at the moment with like, there's all these, like, you get a referral to for an assessment, and then an assessor comes by and they come to the door and they say, "Oh, I'm from My Aged Care." They're not, but that's the only thing that old people understand, right? Because there's Centre Care, there's Blue Care, there's all these different non-profit service providers who do a great job, don't get me wrong, right? I'm just highlighting the complexity of the system, and basically there's a revolving door of people from lots of different organizations doing assessments or providing services. The ones that provide services come and provide services and ask for payment.
Right.
So here's an 81-year-old lady who's bordering on going down the path of early onset dementia and all that sort of thing, who's having a revolving door of people coming through her door saying, "I'm from My Aged Care. I'm here to do this. Give me money." It's fucking frightening. So we
Yeah.
just, me and my brother, we drop fucking $1,500 on CCTV right throughout our house so we can keep an eye on these people. And it's like got all the AI and shit. So it's got
Do you
facial
think there's much
recognition.
fraud that goes on in that system? There must be, right?
Oh, who knows? I wouldn't know that, but it's just, it's
But
the,
what are
my
you concerned
concern is
about?
that, well, that strangers are coming into the house saying they're from My Aged Care, not
Scoping it out
properly
and shit.
identifying themselves. They don't leave business cards. an 81-year-old lady who with early onset dementia can't remember their names, nor the company that they've come from, and provide a service or do an assessment and ask for money.
Yeah, it's fucking terrifying.
It's wild.
I mean, I
And
understand why
so,
people don't want to go into like homes, but at the same time, that seems like a much better option. It seems like it would be better for
100%,
everybody.
it is. And maybe I'm just, and I should, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that it's a very, very challenging system to navigate, right?
Yeah, I could
And thankfully,
imagine.
mum doesn't have to navigate it anymore because she's got me to do that on her behalf. But fuck, it's a lot of work. And it's just so stressful. And that's why we went and put this. So we've got these really cool cameras with AI and facial recognition. You walk into mum's house and it sends an alert on my phone saying there's a stranger in the house. And I'm on the phone straight away. It's fucking sick. Thank God for modern technology like that. But yeah, my God. It's just
Yeah, that's
mad.
a lot, dude.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm not, I just needed to vent
No, it's
that.
good. I mean, this podcast is not really about beer anymore, so why don't we talk about old age?
Yeah.
Do you have a beer actually? It looks like
I
you've got a
do.
beer.
I'm
Do you?
just
What are
going
you
the low
working with?
carb option because I'm on a
Oh
bit of a
wow.
calorie counting
Okay,
thing for the
let's
next six
you're gonna
weeks.
have to get the focus thing happening there.
Focus on the can.
You're on the can, ideally. Let's go a little with the Stagalicious.
Or I can
One
bring
take,
that
I
back
feel
like
like, is
that.
enough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, it's not a podcast about beer. Hasn't it changed over the years what we've done?
Well, this might be the first one we've done in a while that doesn't have any sort of, well, doesn't have many bad news stories. It's sort of mostly
Fuck with
reasonably
that.
positive, I think. So
Yeah, good.
should be a good one. Number one, we've got Hendo's GC field trip. I want to
Oh,
hear
field
about
trip.
this.
Yeah, that was good fun. Took the students down to the Gold Coast. Got a 50-cent train down the Gold Coast.
Love that.
And Joss from Hop On Brewery Tours came and picked us up. We had an excellent. It was just so easy to organize. She's such a fucking legend. It was just basically Joss and Matt were at fucking Varsity Lakes train station, and they'd organized all of the times to be with the brewers. They organized tasting paddles or beers. It was all included. They organized lunch, so we started at Burley. Brennan Fielding is a fucking legend, hey. He's just so supportive of the TAFE program. He's got three Froth Rookies working for him, and when I was
Nice.
there, he said, "Have you got any more?" And I'm like,
Wow.
"Yeah, okay." He's great. He's a great employer of graduates of the program. Took us around his brewery. It was amazing, and he's just yeah. And I saw Peter. It's the last time you saw Peter Fielding.
Oh, actually, the last time was the consultation round for the craft beer strategy. So whenever the consultation was for that. That was the last time I saw her. It was a
2018,
meeting for that.
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't seen her in ages. She came downstairs and I'm like, "Peter, I haven't seen you in ages. What have you been doing?" She's got, "Oh, I just got my head down and busy and that sort of thing." I think that Burley Brewery is just a brewery that just gets in and doesn't fuck around and just gets on with the job of just making good beer,
Yeah. They've lost some brewers. Is there who's brewing there now?
They've turned over a few, but
Yeah.
it's no more than typical brewery or anything like that. It's
Okay.
not that bad.
Yeah. A few of their brewers
And
come into the shop because the guy who works for me used to work there.
it was I was is that near yours, your coffee place
What?
at Burley Brew?
Is
Is it
Burley
in the
near my
same
coffee place?
estate? Yeah.
No, I'm in Narang, dude.
Oh, okay, right.
No, but yeah.
Yeah, and then went over to Precinct, saw Jez and Lockie, young Froth Rookie, who's working over there. Had lunch, couple of beers. That
Nice.
place is good. Beers are good.
Get some
And
pizza in you,
then,
or
no, we had, what's the name of that place that does the Philly cheesesteaks near there? Can't remember the name of the place. Anyway, it was a nice lunch. And then on the bus up to Maddock
Pretty
Brewing,
handsome, maybe, like on the corner.
pretty handsome, that was it.
Oh, yeah.
And then up to Maddock Brewing to see Jimmy and Annalise and Noah. Is it Kristen or Kirsten? I'm going to fuck it up. It's 50-50.
It's Chris.
Kristen. Kristen.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Yes.
And then had a couple of beers there. And, Jimmy and Noah have added a couple of really good beers to their lineup that are not Belgian.
Yeah.
Like they've got like a lager. They've got like a American style pale ale. And one of the things that sort of borders on Belgian is they've got this beer called Special Belge.
Yes.
And it's like a
Yeah, I've heard of it.
4.4% low ABV Belgian style beer. And
Yeah.
it's delicious, you know?
Nice.
And so it's good to see them sort of crossing over and that, making beers that are more accessible than taking people on that journey. It was
Yeah,
really
for
good.
sure.
And then up to see Peter up at Hound and Stag.
Here we go. That's why I've got
Up
this beer.
in,
This is to pay tribute to your field
yeah,
trip.
there you go. Up
Yeah,
in
the
Stabrador.
Stagalicious. No, it's not. It's not Sabrador. It's bigger. Yeah, it's a bigger award as a Rundle,
Yeah.
close enough.
Well, that's where I grew up.
Yeah, Venny's pretty sick, isn't
It's pretty good, yeah. I hadn't
it?
been there since it was sort of late construction,
Yeah.
right? Sort of barely gotten under, barely just about finished, but man, the fit out of that place was amazing.
It's amazing. It's fucking
Yeah.
huge. They do some wild gigs in
And
there, I think.
yeah, exactly. Beers are really good. Yeah, it was good to see like four breweries, four lots of, places where froth rookies are going at the moment, working, and it's just good. And it just all the students who came along, we had 22 of us at the end of the day, three teachers and the rest students. And it's good to see them all inspired and seeing the breweries doing well, so it's
Yeah.
good. It's good to see.
Well, but they're still there. They're doing better than
They're
many
still
others.
there, exactly.
Is Ben the guy, the Hound and Stag, is he the Froth Rookie? Who's the Froth Rookie at Hound and Stag?
No, Peter.
Oh, okay.
She, as in a she, Peter.
Okay.
And Peter's great.
So
She's just.
you saw two She Peters in one day.
Yes.
That's
Spelt differently as well.
okay. There you go.
Yeah,
That's an unusual day, I feel. Yeah.
exactly. Exactly. No, it was good fun. And
Nice.
yeah, really happy about that. I'm gonna keep doing tours with Joss because it's just so hassle-free.
Yeah.
He does an amazing job. It's just like
They do a great job.
they do a great job. It's just like I just said, Joss, can you organize this? She organized it. We showed up. It executed well. We
Yeah.
kept the time going. It was fun. It was entertaining. Go and do a hop-on brewery tour. They were just phenomenal.
Yeah,
So,
they know what they're doing.
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And how are the consumption levels? That you've obviously got a history with field trips, so you kept things under control.
Mine were okay. We got the train back because we got the Joss dropped us over at Helensvale Station, got the train back. Look, I'm just gonna say that I was okay. I got off and got the train over Eleanor Chenil Bridge to UQ and got home that way via UQ. That was fine. Tired. Students were fine. Yeah. Couple of young'uns who learning how to consume alcohol and but largely they were okay. So it was good. Everyone was well behaved.
Nice. Very good. All right. Your number two, you've got stats from Hendo. You've added this in. You always slide these in at the last minute. I don't know what this is about.
Yeah.
What's this about? Oh, you're
Stats.
for your podcast?
No.
Oh, I want stats from your podcast.
No, I'm not going to give you stats from my podcast. I want to do scooter stats.
Oh, okay. All right.
This month is the is it marks 1 year since I've had the scooter on the road.
Okay. What stats are you
Right.
going to give us?
So I've got stats, right, that I think that we should plug into ChatGPT for processing.
Okay.
Okay.
We do it
Just
live?
for shits and giggles, yeah. Because I so basically I've been yeah, we can do it live.
Share your screen with volume.
Yes, I can do that. Will it do? Can I talk to ChatGPT in a fucking in a win in a browser, or do I have to get my phone out?
I have no idea. I mean, you
Okay,
taught me
well,
to press the stupid headphone button to talk to it. It made no sense to me,
let me
but
see. Let me see if you can hear this.
okay.
All right. Let me see if I can do this. Hey, ChatGPT, I want to give you some stats about my moped slash scooter. If I copy and paste them in, can you give me some reporting about it?
Sure. Go ahead and paste the stats, and I'll help you create a report based on them.
Did you
Okay.
hear that?
Yeah. Bit of a delay, but I'm not
Yeah,
editing
she's a
in
bit
that.
slow.
No
I
one
didn't
else
catch
is.
that. Yeah, she's a bit slow. Hang on, let me just copy and paste these stats in.
What sort of
Oh.
stats are you pasting in here?
What I've got is dates and kilometers
Oh.
and odometer meters and liters of petrol.
Oh, okay.
Copy. Paste. There you go. Now I've just copied and pasted.
But what are you asking her for?
Oh, hang on. Oh, I'm plugging. I plugged it in dates, odometer readings, and fuel, and it's basically giving it some insights and analysis. I wanted it to talk. Oh, right. Okay. So it's asking all the things that I was going to ask it, and it's just basically come back and said it.
Right.
Hang on, let me pull this up on the thingamajigo. I'll pull it up on the browser and then we can see what's going on. Moped stats analysis. Here we go. Oh, it's still calculating stuff. Oh my God.
I'm gonna have to edit this podcast,
No, it's fine. Let me
aren't
just refresh this and I'll actually show it on the screen. Okay, here we go. All right,
Okay,
let's
let's go.
let me share my screen. Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was going to do that. Okay, so what I did, right, was I pasted
Ooh.
in, see this here? I paste, so I'm a dickhead, and I basically did dates, odometer readings, and how much liters of petrol went in.
How do you know this
And
information?
because I collect it when I fill up the scooter.
How, like manually?
Yeah, I just type at the petrol station, I just type it into Google Notes.
Wow. Okay. So every time you fill up, you type in the date and the
Yeah,
liters.
just the date and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And so basically, as you can see, it's gone and put in all the dates and all that sort of stuff. And it says total distance covered from 8,284 kilometers to 9,000. So I've done 1,347 kilometers.
Not bad.
Not bad. Fuel efficiency, it's gone and put it into a spreadsheet.
That's pretty cool. Wow,
And
that's a lot though, isn't it? Wait.
total distance traveled between fuel ups, 1,155 kilos. Average fuel efficiency, 18.45 kilometers per liter.
Can't we do, how do you do liters per 100? I don't understand the kilometers per liter thing.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Convert that to liters per 100.
Could you please convert the average fuel efficiency from kilometers per liter to kilometers, no,
The
liters per
liters per
100
hundred.
kilometers?
Can now
Come
review the
on.
full
The average fuel
analysis.
Here
Efficiency
we
of your
go.
scooter is approximately 5.42 liters per 100 kilometers. Let me know if you'd like to explore anything else related to your stats.
I feel like that's not that good. I don't think
What
that could be right.
sort of other interesting stats can you come up with?
Here are a few more interesting stats we could explore based on your data. One, fuel consumption trends. We can analyze how your fuel efficiency has changed over time and see if it's improving or declining. Two, cost per kilometer. If you track fuel prices, we can calculate how much it costs you to travel per kilometer. Fuel type comparison. You mentioned using ULP 95 once. We could compare the
Don't do
fuel
that.
efficiency when using ULP 95 versus other fuels, if available for comparison.
Can I ask
4,
ChatGPT a
longest
question through the
distance on a
computer?
single tank.
Yep.
Identify the longest distance you've traveled between fuel ups. 5, average distance between.
Okay, go.
Hey, ChatGPT,
Oh wait,
can
I've
you
got to put it
please?
on the speaker. Hang on.
Okay, go.
Let me just go like this. Hang on. Oh, I'll stop screen sharing. Let me go to this one. Just say something.
Hello, this is me.
Good. Okay. All right, away you go.
Hey, ChatGPT, what percentage of scooter owners are professional
Hang on.
hairdressers?
Hang on. Go.
Hey, ChatGPT, what percentage of scooter owners are professional hairdressers?
Let me try it.
We ruined the
It's
bit.
You can't ask it that.
Oh, come on. All right. All right. Actually,
Do we, okay,
the.
so here's the go with the fuel stats, right? At 5.4 liters per 100 kilometers, that's the same as the Mazda.
Yeah, that can't be right. That's not right.
No, it is. It's a two-stroke. They're shitty fuel economy.
Really?
Yeah. But it does monos.
I guess with a lot of effort.
Lot of petrol.
All right. I mean, it is possible we could go this entire episode without talking about beer if you want to, but I mean, there are a couple of news stories.
Go.
But by the way, I can't imagine anyone's going to listen to this episode, but we got quite a lot of listens on our last episode. I
Did
feel
we?
like, yeah, I feel like we're winding up the podcast at a time when people are actually starting to
Well,
listen
because you
to it,
talk
but
about spicy topics
I know
and
the spicy stuff, you know?
the spicy stuff. People want to hear the
People come for
spicy
the
stuff.
spicy stuff. All
Yeah.
right. T-Bone and Last Rites move in together.
I think it's a great
This is
story.
Tassie. Fucking love
Yeah, great
Tassie.
story. I need to go.
That dude's a legend. We went to T-Bone Brewing. Tom, I think, was it Tom? Yeah. Fucking legend. Great spot. We need to go to Tassie, dude. Oh my God. I got the best idea. Wait, what happened with the F1 thing? Did anything happen with that?
What do you mean?
Is you were looking into the F1 Melbourne.
Oh, the tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, it got sold out pretty quick.
Fuck. You didn't get any? I was gonna say, Taz is just a quick little squirt across
Across the ditch,
the
the
ditch
pond.
to T-Bone,
Yes, the Bass
Last Rites
Strait.
Brewing Co.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Great thing to collab and co-locate and all that sort of thing. That's very reminiscent for me of like what we used to do at Cavalier back in
Yeah,
the brew cult
looks that
days and
way.
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Yep. Alpha Brewery in there. I can send it in. Good on them. All right.
Absolutely. It's a shed. I won't say big shed.
Burnley Brewing closed their Richmond tap room into liquidation. I mean, this is the only negative story I've got on here, so I'm happy to
Well,
skip
we
it
knew
for
that
now,
was
but
coming.
yeah, nothing surprising about that.
Everyone knew that was coming. So,
Yeah.
what date was that story? September
No, that's
9th.
just,
Yeah,
I think that
okay.
was this week, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does go.
Yeah, look, lots of people knew that that was coming. Of course, we've got no more brewers out of jobs and all sorts of stuff. But it looks like there's still operating takeaway.
Yeah, the tap room's open for a bit, I think,
Tap
until they
beers,
finish it
$5
out.
per litre, cans. So they're just basically selling off stock.
Yeah.
And another one bites the dust, I think, which is a shame.
Yeah. All right. But in better news, beer consumption is increasing. I found this one.
Yay! 6 hours ago.
Yeah. Fucking
Stock
breaking news
image.
here.
Rightio. Beer consumption is back on the rise in Australia, both at home and in venues, trumping spirits. Well, won't be trumping Jack Daniels anytime soon, but
Not on
hey,
this podcast.
no way.
Might even struggle to trump red wine on this, a red
Who is
ale on this podcast.
NIQ? M NIQ Omni Shopper.
That question did cross my mind, but I skipped over it because I wanted to get to the good news.
What was the good
And
news?
well, this people are going out less, but they're just drinking more at home, apparently, according to this.
Yeah, good. Young consumers 18 to 34 years old are visiting pubs, bars, and restaurants more often than before. But on the other hand, older consumers 35 to 54 are more likely to be paying more mortgages and raising children. Not this child.
No.
And 55 plus age group, that's you, mate.
Yeah.
Strongest increase in liquor retail sales growth,
Yep.
34.1% up.
Just get fuck out at home. That's what you do in your
Yeah, that's
50s.
it. It's not
Yep.
embarrassing. It's like you can get so turnt at home and not embarrass
100%.
yourself. You don't embarrass yourself. It's like, oh, you fell
Exactly.
over your coffee table. Who's going to know about it?
No
Fucking no
one.
one. Who
Well,
gives a
the
shit?
camera would pick it up. But
Well,
other
that's
than
right. So
that,
here we are.
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is about right. I mean, we've talked about this before. I feel like at my age now, I walk past a bar and I kind of think, I'm not going to go in there. I just don't really go into bars. Don't really have a good reason to. I mean, no, nothing against the bars that are out there.
I like
Luck
bars.
to you. It's a young
I
person's
love
thing, isn't
bars.
it?
I love the pub. It's never
Yeah.
gonna, I'm never gonna not do that.
Yeah, but do you generally go for food or do you? I mean, pub for
No, just
sure.
pubs to hang out with mates,
Fuck, I just
have
straight up
beers.
lied. I just straight up lied. Then you know what?
What?
This week, every afternoon, we've gone to the
You've
golf
been at the
club for a
pub.
beer after work.
Oh
We started a new routine.
dear.
So yeah, I
No, I
lied.
just like I like going to the pub. It's good. And I'll go to a bar if a bar's good. Or, you know, something like that. Or I'll drink at home. I can do all three.
You can do it all. You can do it all.
Yeah.
You got nothing holding you back. And nothing's going to break your stride.
That's right. That is absolutely right. So no, super happy. It's
All
what I
right. Well,
do.
that's looking pretty good. All right. Should we do some hate? Oh, how about we do some questions?
Do 12 questions.
That's the end of the news, I think. There's not a whole lot going on, but mostly positive. So that's good. Oh, I have way too many profiles in Chrome. And every time I open a new profile, it thinks I'm scamming and sends me 50 notifications. Here we go. All right. Oh, we got a few. Okay. We've got, we'll do all comments. This is the last opportunity. I mean, oh, so I'm away next week. And then after that, we've got, I think, six more episodes, maybe five, and then we're
Yeah.
completely done. So there's not
Cool.
many opportunities for questions left.
Some of that time I'm going to be, what'd you say, six or five from next week?
Well, see, well, I'm away next week, so we're going to find out a solution for next week. But,
Yeah. And then I'm in Japan next month. So,
well, we could drag this out.
and
We
we
could
need to do
John
the, and we need
Farnham
to
this
do
shit.
the, we need to do the finale thing on the first weekend of October, I think.
Well, we definitely won't be finished by then, but we can if
No.
you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Paul James. Question colon, in all seriousness, is 144 the end?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the
It
end.
is.
It's all over.
yeah, and if someone asks why, we can answer that question.
Okay. No one's asked why.
All
Just
right.
like,
Well, there you go. There's
there
12
you go. We'll
questions
move
here.
on to the
There's a
next question.
Facebook group.
Right. All right. Louis G statement colon on episode 188, Louis G will reveal his identity. Oh no.
What a champion.
Oh.
I fucking love that
Yeah,
guy.
we might have to make a comeback for that one.
Yeah. Episode 188.
All right. Question is Hendo cheating on Dan with one of the shells? And if so, which one? Yeah.
Yes. And yes. No, the
Not that one.
other one.
How is your podcast going?
It's
Your
good.
other podcast.
The good thing is I've only committed to doing it fortnightly, so I've got
Yeah.
enough now to, I've got, you know, three episodes out there. I'll get another couple recorded next week. And yeah, I actually, to be honest with you, I really enjoy it. It's just good to have a, it's just good to talk about, you know, the stuff that I'm, you know, a strong point about. I haven't actually announced it yet, and I'll probably do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Should we
And
put like a little segment on this show? Since we're winding this up, it'll go on our feed.
yeah.
You know, a lot of podcasts do that. They have a little thing, like you might also like or whatever they do, you know, and you see it on the
Handball
feed.
it. Okay.
Do you want to do something like that? Or even
Sure.
just, yeah, chuck some in.
Why not?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know how you do it. How do you get
Well,
your podcast stats?
the ones I normally look at are from Apple, but
How do you
Spotify
do
have stats,
that?
Apple have stats. I'll
Do you have
send
to
it to
go
you.
to the website?
I'll send you a link. I'll send you our Google Doc. It's got it all in there.
Okay,
I've
cool.
got a whole process. But yeah, no, I mean it'd be super easy if we just want to put a little audio file as an episode of Boston the Brewer, but put your podcast. We
Yes.
just put it on there. People would see it in the feed,
Yes.
and you know, in the episode, you'd say this snippet of the podcast. Subscribe over at
Oh.
this feed and put some audio in there. It'd be easy.
I like it.
Yeah, if you want that, we can do it. all right. Luigi, question two, Baku podium predictions. I mean, I'm just going to say Oscar Piastri. That's my prediction. He's got to do it. He just has to do it. He's the unluckiest
It's
driver in the fucking sport.
yes. If he gets, I think it's almost like an under over on will Oscar finish the first lap if he gets on
Will
pole,
Oscar be
still in the lead.
shortchanged in some way?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, no, I was talking about Lando. Will Lando finish the first lap from pole,
Oh, Lando,
still in the
yeah.
lead?
Oh, God. I don't want to do that one.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, it's a very, very long straight, and they're doing some of the fastest speeds. And I think it's the second longest circuit next to Spa.
Right.
Right. Now, I've had some pretty poor Red Bull predictions lately because
100%.
traditionally they have been very fast, but man, they've fallen off a cliff.
Fucking oath. Crazy.
Absolutely fallen off a cliff. They're not fast in the straights anymore. The car's not handling very well. The engines are old and worn out.
The teams are
It's like
fucking dropping like
they've just
flies.
gone, boop, 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 get out, you know.
Crazy. Who could have
So
predicted this? What a fucking year for F1. It could be the
it's
best year
been
for a very long
wild. It's
time.
been so much fun. If they manage to hang on to the constructors, it'd be very, very surprising.
I don't think they're going to hang on to the Drivers' Championship.
Yeah.
They're so far behind.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting. So I'd probably say, Monza was good. That's a fast track. And McLaren were on top of it. And the only reason why Ferrari won it is they just went a one stopper.
Oh, 100%. It was a fluke win, if you want to
And
call it that.
a strategy fluke. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really interesting one. McLaren's got to be up there, and Mercedes will probably be up there as well, I would imagine.
Yeah. McLarens can race each other, which, if I was a super fan of McLaren, that would make me a little nervous. Like, if you think
Yeah.
of Red Bull, you're not worried about Perez crashing into Max. That is not going to happen.
No.
But McLarens could very well crash into each other.
That's right. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see Ollie Bearman this weekend
Yes.
filling in for what's his name?
Magnussen, the king of
Magnussen
points.
for being getting 12 demerit points.
Yep.
And so that's going to be interesting.
I just saw the next comment was he's tagged me in a TikTok.
Who, Ollie
Oh, that's
Bearman?
too hard. No, fucking Adam Schell. Oh God. Okay.
He lives
Why
on
doesn't
TikTok.
TikTok make it easy to fucking okay, wait, here we go. Oh, what is he doing there? Interesting. All right, let's chuck this into HR. Last minute HR. HR four.
Go for it.
No, that didn't work. Okay. Let me just do something for a sec here. All right, don't mind me. The next question was he tagged me in a TikTok and I had to do the TikTok and sync it with here. And anyway, that's the question. Don't Don't do a response to 12 questions and do a TikTok thing. That just makes things difficult.
Yeah.
Anyway, Luke Cooper, question. Do you like this visual representation of the pod? What
Oh, I
is?
saw the picture.
Oh, you saw this? So how did, what does he do? He comes up with this stuff like poems and visual representations and all kinds of amazing shit.
It's ChatGPT.
It's amazing. So ChatGPT, wait, let me, can you share your screen? Can I share my screen? How do I do this?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, fuck it. Most people listen on audio. It's basically a really cool image with a beer and a scooter and some audio and a Ferrari and a coffee. And it says beer Formula One. I mean, that's fucking outstanding.
It's very cool.
It's way better than our actual artwork. Let's be
Yeah.
clear about that. All right. Dev Jackson, who's coming to Singapore next week?
Oh, Seabrew.
Oh, okay. You're not going. There's a beer conference
No.
happening that you're not going to.
No. Yep.
All right.
No.
Hopefully, if you're there, you're one of the 12. I'm guessing David Jackson's going. Otherwise, you wouldn't say
Well,
that.
yes. Yep.
One of the 12. Go say good day to David Jackson. Men in belted sweaters. How did the Froth Rookies excursion go on Monday? Did you get any insights into South Africa's hop growing industry from your trip a while back? Oh, okay. We've answered the first one. I think we've answered both of those, I feel.
Yeah.
Want to add to that? Or are we happy with
I'm happy with that.
Paul McCartney, fun fact, Lando Norris is the only driver to not gain any positions on the first lap of all 19 races this year. Oh,
Oh,
no. Oh,
God.
God.
It's funny because it's
Okay.
true.
No. All right. Adam Buckland, what breweries are using Clarex?
Most of them.
All of them? Most of them.
Most of them. It's a good enzyme. I think you
Yeah.
should be using it. Doesn't change the flavor of the beer. All it does is it attaches to proteins and breaks them down. It's what is it? I think it's protease it attaches to. And fun fact, gluten happens to be one of those proteins.
Rips most of it out.
Yeah, most of it out. Yep,
Yeah.
exactly. So cleave away, yay enzymes.
Oh my God, I almost forgot about this. Craig Maiden question, who is going to Crafted? Crafted Festival is this weekend, Hendo.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. I'm not going.
I'm
I've
not
got other
either. I'm
things
not going
on.
either, but it is
It
probably
is this weekend, and you should
arguably
go.
the, yeah, it is arguably the best beer festival in existence. You can make that argument.
I'm keen to go. I've never been.
Yeah.
Never been, so.
Well, let's have a look. Let's have a look. Crafted. They normally have some pretty decent bands and all kinds of fun shit going on. Lots of good activities. Beer pong. How do I know? Just tell me what bands are playing, you fucks. Grandad Jack's normally have the big truck thing there. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Okay, this website is useless, but it's an awesome event. Oh, here we go. GC lineup bands. Here we go. Bands, food,
Who's
cocktails.
playing? Yeah, good question.
Children Collide.
Oh, they're great.
Oh,
I saw them
nice.
at Meredith. They're amazing.
What
They're
sort of music do they
amazing
do?
band. Yeah.
What sort of tune are they? Doof doof? They look a bit doofy. Are they
No.
doofy? No.
Kind of like shoegaze, modern shoegaze, new pop kind of thing. They're
Okay, I
good.
don't know what any of those words mean.
Yeah,
That's
good.
cool. Hot Potato Band. Oh, those guys are fun. They were at Gabs. They did the Gabs Brisbane. They were like the Gabs Brisbane answer to the band that was in Melbourne, and they were fucking sick. Austin Mackay, yeah, I've seen that dude play actually in Byron. He's good. He goes well. There you go. Beatniks DJs. So that'll be a good time.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a
I
good
think it's gonna
event.
be a good day out.
Get down there. All right, HR. Couple of HRs.
Right, yeah, let's send
All
it.
HRs.
Let me grab the screen over here. Pull it over here.
Hendo reacts, grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax. Hendo
And radio share sound.
Always share sound. It banned in Russia. We got banned in Russia last week.
Yeah, what was the thing? Did we get copyright struck again?
Yeah. But only in Russia. I checked.
Great. Okay. Instagram, Ben Fenwick, let's send it.
Yeah, I haven't watched this, by the way. So if there's anything real bad in here, it's not my
Yeah,
fault.
I'll just, yeah, radio.
Okay. I normally watch them.
Yep. Oh, look at that.
Oh,
Basically,
Karen's, look at
ideas.
another dump
We're
page.
plumbing his whole house
Oh, this
for
is, I've
beer.
seen this one
This guy's
before.
going to come home,
Where
and
they
it's going
plumb
to
the
be
whole
awesome.
house and
See,
see it.
I don't think it's dusted under there for months.
Camera. Little camera in there. A lot of shoe cam down here.
Yeah, just a pretty
right,
simple setup.
So it's basically wired the place, and every tap in the house has beer.
Oh, wow. Okay. How have we not seen this? It feels like something we should cover on the podcast every week.
Oh, it's like
this is
cold
amazing.
Beer.
He's going bathroom. No
way. Oh my gosh.
Every tap of the house has got beer.
Here come the overalls.
Oh my god. Is that
the
cow?
Filming it all on his phone.
It actually tastes really good.
He's drinking the beer.
Here it comes.
Oh, come on.
This is like 10 kegs of beer under this mug.
What a champion. That's funny.
Buddy of mine, boy!
I love it. Party at my boys.
That's good.
That's so good. That's an oldie, but a goodie.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I've not seen that. That's amazing.
All right. Hendo reacts F1 1.
HRF11.
Oh, what do we got here? Swipe to see the 16 nominees that made it through the last round for the greatest F1 driver of all time title. Head to our story to upvote. So Ayrton
Yeah.
Senna knocks out Carlos Sainz Jr.
You
out
might
of
have to
the.
zoom in to see it, but let's see how we go.
Michael Schumacher versus Niki Lauda.
Yeah, I think you got through this round.
Ayrton Senna versus Alonso.
Yep.
That's a no-brainer. Jim Clark versus
Yeah.
Mika Häkkinen. Ooh. Jackie Stewart versus Nico Rosberg. That's no question. Well, yeah. Max Verstappen versus Juan
Oh, that's a
Manuel
good one.
Fangio. That's a good one. That's a good one. Alan Prost versus Seb. Even then, that's a good one as well. Spicy. Lando Norris versus Kimi Raikkonen. I still got to
Ooh,
go, Kimi.
gotta go, Kimmy.
Kimi.
Yeah.
James Hunt versus Lewis Hamilton.
Nice,
I like that
nicely
one
paired
too.
those two. Both couple of pretty
Absolutely.
boys, but
Oh, there we go. So, oh, okay. Oh, it's an actual thing.
No, have you not seen these puberty things? They do this for everything.
No,
Oh,
no.
it's a good account. They do this kind of thing for everything, and eventually it gets to the end where like it's 1v1. And I think that the final one, well, you could predict if you want what the final one was. I don't know
Is
who
it
won,
a
but I know who the
voting
final
thing?
ones were. What's that?
Is it a voting thing? Lando
Yeah,
Norris beat
it's a
Stirling
vote.
Moss.
It's a vote. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't check to see who actually won, but I know who the two people in the final were.
Okay. Very cool, very cool.
Do you want to
I'll
guess who the
keep an
two
eye on
people
that.
in the final were?
Oh dear. So this is over.
It's over, yeah.
Hang on, let's go to the thing. Oops. I'm gonna say Schumacher's got to be up there.
Schumacher was in there.
Hamilton's got to be in there. Fangio's got to be in there.
Well, there's only two. I mean, you can't just
Oh.
name every driver in the whole thing. So,
Okay. So do you? So you're gonna tell me or?
well, you have to guess who are the two? Who are the two that made the final?
Oh. Schumacher and Fangio, I think.
Oh, that was close. How do I see the final? Okay, I can't see who actually won, but it was, I'm pretty sure when I looked at it last, it was Schumacher and Hamilton.
Wow. Okay. Screw you, Fangio. Hendo reacts
Who do you
F1
think's better out of
one.
Schumacher, out of Lewis and Max?
That's a tough call at this point in both of their histories. Probably Lewis.
Okay, I'm saying Max, but okay, all
Me, I would love to meet a Formula One driver. Also me if it was Stroll.
Oh, no.
It just gets the Homer Simpson walks in, drops the hat, picks up the hat, and walks back out.
Oh, so harsh. He's got Andrew Newey designing his car, though, so he's good
Yeah, look,
to
Daddy's gonna pay for every, Daddy just wants to buy him a fucking Formula One championship, and unfortunately, no amount of money can replace skill.
Oh, that's harsh.
All right, X, that's Twitter. Twitter, that's a funny way to spell Twitter.
It is, yep, called x.com now.
Oh, here we go. What have we got here?
Isn't
There we
leaving the
go.
championship. But oh yes, Red Bull or Aston Martin.
Oh dear.
It's a hugely long time.
It's
Aston
Adrian
Martin
Newey.
isn't leaving the
It's a guy. Is
championship. But
it in
oh
China
yes,
or something
or
like that?
Aston
And he's
Martin.
just taken off the Red Bull stuff and come out with
Is
bloody
that a hugely
Aston
long time? Max
Martin.
Verstappen
It's
isn't
very,
leaving.
very,
It's many
very
times on
cool.
my Twitter.
Very, very cool. I'm not. I
All
know
right,
what I'm
this is the one
doing.
that I just shoved in at the last minute from Adam Schell. Jacob
Ah!
Hendo.
Oh my God, he sped it up and he's put it on TikTok and he knows I haven't seen it.
Must you love beer?
It was basically, what was it? I did a session with my coaching group this week on how to increase your brewhouse efficiency. And part of that was doing a grist analysis, and I bought a sieve and I was doing a test analysis at Hiker Brewing Company. I was just doing it, and Dan Venema was shooting a video, and then all of a sudden, it was like there's Adzi fucking filming me
Gotta be careful.
doing these ones.
He's always on. He's always filming that
Yeah,
dude.
he always is. Yes, expect him.
Nice. Awesome. All right, so we're good to go. That's
That was
it.
it. That was actually a good. I actually liked that last late mail there from Adam Schell.
Yeah, that was a good addition to the
Yeah,
HR.
good addition. Good addition.
So next week, you need to find a co-host.
Why?
Because I'm away. I'm
Where are you going?
going on holidays. I'm going to Cairns.
Oh, what's going on up there? You're just gonna
Just
hang.
we're having a family holiday.
Nice.
So yeah, it's going to be quite fun,
Is
hopefully.
it gonna be Thursday? Yeah, I'm in Melbourne next week. On next, I fly out next Thursday.
Okay.
I'll be at the lovely Atura Hotel in Dandenong, but
Sounds like a good time.
let me see who I can dig up.
Yeah, dig someone up, get them on
You never
board.
know. You never know your luck in a big city.
100%. Right, mate. Love your work.
See
See
you
you
next
hopefully
week.
next week.
Yeah, laters.